Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Pastor Rhonda Bello with Positive Power 21 Live Radio Ministry.
Amen, amen. I'd like to welcome everyone to our Wednesday night show. We're going to first begin with prayer. I'm going to open up the line so everyone that wish will be able to tell us any stories about Valentus, any interesting actual points that they have got this week. And when I say interesting point, customers come in all different types of ways. They come in all different forms. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us today. Lord God, we are here and we're waiting on you. Lord God, shower down your blessings upon us. Lord God, strengthen us. Lord God, keep us, guide us. Never, never leave us alone. Lord God, we ask you today to whisper to us. Let us know what our prescribed destinies are. In your name we pray, amen. So as I begin to actually open up the line, I want to say to everyone that you will not be able to ever know how far you can go until you actually test yourself. Now I'd like to open up to Alonzo Moore to the line.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
All right. I mean, if blessings get any better, I'm going to jump off the bridge and fly away.
Let me know because I want to be there for that one.
And not even hit the water, trust me. But anyway,
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm doing fantabulous. Coffee great, coffee good, coffee kindness, whatever you want to put coffee on it. I'm doing great. You know, I feel good.
Did you get my email where I sent that I had some flyers I need you to take down with you to Atlanta?
I sure did. I think it was about 100 or 1,000 or somewhere like that. I'll be there to get it.
I think 1,000, you might be overweight trying to go past the airport.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have Keisha? No. Okay. It's the updated flyer, which is good because it has her picture actually on there. Yeah. Okay. Well, go ahead. Take it, Alonzo. Let us know. What's going on?
Hey, I'm excited. You know, I'll just tell you a quick story here. I was in a meeting with a gentleman yesterday. We had a quick meeting that was supposed to meet. And, you know, that didn't happen because of an emergency. And got almost to the gentleman and had an emergency, you know, he had to go, you know, and I said, wow. You know, but, and I remembered, I said, you know, Pastor Bello is having, you know, a revival. And didn't know I was going, you know, but I ended up there at the revival and got some divine instruction and some great, great information, ladies and gentlemen. And sometimes you just never know, you know, how you're going to get blessed or how you're going to be a blessing. You just don't know. And that's why showing up in life is very important, just showing up. So you never know what you're going to get. You know, I know I sound like Forrest Gump. You just never know what's in a box of chocolates. But anyway, I like to be funny sometimes. But don't mind me. But, you know, I was listening to the program, and, you know, I got some golden nuggets just listening because you never know what you're going to get. And it was so good that I had to write it down, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to be real quick and I'll be brief about it. But, you know, I remember one of the pastors said, you know, I know, you know, sometimes we just feel like we're ordinary people, you know. And we do. Some of us say, well, I'm just an ordinary person, you know. And but he said this, you know, he said, you got to stop hanging around ordinary people and get around people that are extraordinary. That are great. You know, if you want, you know, to feel that greatness and be a part of that greatness and be great yourself, you got to get around extraordinary people, people that are not just ordinary. They're beyond that. And I said, wow, and I'm just listening. And I said, why would he say something like that? But he went on to explain why he was talking about it. And, you know, another good golden nugget that he talked about was, you know, and this is scriptural-based, ladies and gentlemen, and I like it because, you know, it just brings the words just come to life. You know, you can feel it. You can feel it in your spirit, your soul. And, you know, it's like, wow. You know, he talked about sowing seed in the morning. afternoon and the evening. And he said, why do you do that? Because you just never know, all of them might bear fruit. And see, and he said it, nothing is free in life, ladies and gentlemen. You have to put something in to get something out. Just like, you know, and I was thinking, and I said, wow, in order for you to do, if you plant a garden, you gotta put some seeds in there. Even if you go to the store, somebody planted those seeds and you bought the plant, but you have to put it in the ground. So you have to put something in order to get something out. When you give the earth something, the earth will return you fruit from your labor of putting it in there, putting that seed in the ground, putting that plant in the ground, or planting that tree, that fruit tree. You know, and I'll say this real quick. You know, when you plant an apple tree, you know, how many of us on this line right now can count the number of apples on a tree? You can do that. Sometimes it's a lot, but it's a little tedious. You can count the number of apples on that tree, but can you count the number of seed that's in those apples? So that's how your business can take fold. That's how your business can grow, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave you one more thing real quickly. You know, and the other pastor, prophet, I can't remember his name, but this gentleman gave some divine instruction. And he said, when it comes to faith and belief, you just can't have faith and belief. This gentleman, he talked on a point, three points that really blew my mind. And he said, faith and belief comes with instruction. That's the first thing. And it comes with instruction. And I thought about the business and I said, wow, how do we apply this? And how does it apply to our business? Well, we give you the instructions. We give you the blueprint. The blueprint and its instructions on how to make this business successful. Number one, we say become a product of the product. Sip, sample, get your seeds out there, sow your seeds, get your product out there in the hands of people so they can sample it. It's that good. Number three, and we sell some as well. Sip, sample, and sell. And I like to leave you with these two as well. Share the product, show the plan. So if you do that, and number two, you know, I wrote that down, and he talked about is belief. You got to believe in yourself first, and then you got to believe in people, and you got to believe in your product. You know, and he talked about that. And number three, he talked about patience. Now, I was on the phone with a young lady just today. I said, look, your business is you're blowing up. Your business is great. I said, you made $500 in a matter of 2 weeks. I said, you got some people never make that kind of money in their network marketing career. She says, I know, because I work hard. I said, but be patient. So I want to leave you guys with that. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Pastor Rhonda. Again, my name is Alonzo Moore. I'm super excited. And I am proud to be a Valantis IR. Super duper. You got it.
Hey, do we have a teacher online? No. Do we have Judy? Is Judy on the line?
Absolutely. How are you?
Absolutely. I am blessed and highly favored. What's going on with you?
Just bringing the Valantis experience to the Midwest. Yes. Sharing.
Yeah.
I am sowing my seeds as well. I had a pretty exciting experience. I thought it was personally. A friend of mine who is 74 years old or years young, however, which way you choose to look at that, we had a conversation a week ago. I shared some samples with her. About 20 minutes later, she called me and she said, I'm on your website. I'd like to order the product. I need to lose 50 pounds. She hasn't received her product yet, but I have given her enough samples to get her through. She stopped in yesterday and saw me and said, I have drank this coffee for 3 days. And she says, I can't believe how good I feel. And she said, I'm not hungry. I'm in a better mood. I smiled more at my husband. I think he must be very happy as well. But it's things like that that are very rewarding to me, far more than the financial benefits that we all will reap from network marketing, but it's that I really felt good that I helped someone. And she's been struggling with her weight and health for quite some time, and she thought at her age that this was going to be the way she would be for the remainder of her life. And she referred to Valentis as a lifeline. And she hugged me and she said, "Thank you for the lifeline." It didn't make my day. It's made my whole mindset feel completely different about that we really are changing people's lives with one cup of coffee at a time. It's phenomenal. I can't wait till she completes her journey, when she really gets to her goal, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. I'm just so grateful for the team of people that's being assembled around me and with me, those who support me, phone calls, testimonials, events such as this, and all the training. It's just a wonderful thing. I really, truly appreciate it.
Yeah, I think we lost Judy. She may have lost her connection there, but Judy is phenomenal, doing a great job, and you know, I'm just super excited to have her or be a part of the team, and she's incredible. But I also want to say I enjoyed the service. I appreciate the Bellows and, you know, their hospitality. I know they got a house full of people from all over, UK, Africa, and, you know, they're just serving. So, you know, we appreciate you guys, and, you know, I'm just excited and ecstatic, you know, for everybody on the team from, you know, from Philly to, you know, all around the DMV, Atlanta, you know, all those folks there that's doing a tremendous job. And Joe and Shanice and all those guys, and not to mention, you know, all the other folks in Atlanta with Nitra and her team. And we appreciate everybody, and we're just excited and ecstatic to be a part of something extra special. So I turn it back over to you. I don't know. I think we lost Judy, but we appreciate your phenomenal, Judy, and everybody else on the team as well. So I give it back to you,
Pastor
Rhonda.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay.
Can
you use each other? Because I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. I'll try to get us back in for the last 15 minutes. But we have Keisha. Is it Keisha?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? You can hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Okay, because I was talking before at the same time Alonzo was. Okay, I was just going to continue on the path that Judy was talking about. And on Monday, I did talk a lot about why I got involved with network marketing from a financial standpoint. The reason why I got so glued to doing all natural products is because what I found is most of the time I'm talking to people that look a lot like myself. So I normally say I found that our communities, but it's not our communities, it's America at large. We have a serious health epidemic going on. And what I find most rewarding about dealing with all natural products is I find that if you give people something to simply drink, they'll do it. And then when they start to get benefits from the product, when they start to feel that they'll have some additional energy, they feel the appetite being suppressed, they may not exactly change their eating habits, but they'll find themselves eating less. They'll then find themselves sometimes walking on lunch or finding time to go to the gym later on that evening. When before, when you first talked to them, you know, they just had so much to do and they had all these reasons why they weren't able to put themselves in a better situation in regards to their health. But when you offer people something to drink, that they start to feel a difference within 2 to 3 days or even a week, you'll find that there starts to be a mental shift in regards to their health. And just especially, I always refer to females, maybe because I am one, but I know I tell people all the time, don't look at people and think that you know what's going on with them regarding their health. Don't look at a person with their clothes on and think that they're in perfect shape, because I know as a female, we all have an area that we want to improve upon. And if not, if a person is in perfect health, normally that's not the story for their family. So normally you can find something on their mother's side of the family or their father's side of the family, some things that they know that they're fighting against early on and they need to put something in place. But when people just simply drink something once, twice, maybe three times a day, and they start to feel better, the mental shift starts to occur, and they start to make better choices. So now I'm not going to say that you're not going to go in McDonald's or Wendy's, but I will say that you might be tempted to get a salad as your side instead of French fries. It's just automatic. Once you start to feel and look better, that's what you want to do. You want to continue to feel and look better. And that's part of the reasons why I got so glued to all natural products, because they do so many things, and I'm going to say it, we cannot make any medical claims. But we can share our testimonies, and we can share the testimonies of our friends and our family and even strangers and tell you what the product has done for some people with some different diagnoses, some things you may be able to relate to, that when you gave them just simply something to drink, slowly but surely they started to move in a positive direction in regards to their health. Another thing I think I mentioned on Monday, that I started this 7 years ago. And 7 years ago, I did find myself having to constantly talk to people and try to persuade them to try holistic healing in conjunction with, because I tell everyone every time, I am not anti-medicine. If ever you're with me and something happens to me, please make sure that someone calls 911 or takes me to the hospital, because I believe in doctors. I believe in medicine. I just know that sometimes there's some all-natural things that you can do in conjunction with what the doctor's telling you to do that may help and improve upon your diagnosis. Well, 7 years ago, it wasn't quite that easy to persuade people to drink something. But now we have Dr. Oz, and now we have the doctors, and now we have some celebrities, Michael Jackson, Prince, Whitney Houston, where these stories are not far-fetched anymore. Where just on the day that they were called to come home, they had a concoction of something maybe legal or illegal that sent them on their way. So it's not as hard of a conversation anymore. I find that people are open to it from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint, and that is part of the reason why I got so connected with supplements, because I really enjoy helping people. Everything I've ever done from a financial standpoint has been with helping people, but it's so rewarding when people call you and tell you that they can take a lower dosage or the strength is not as strong with their medicine, or as they call you and just tell you different things that's going on, people that check their high blood pressure or check their glucose levels every day, and they call you and they tell you the things that they're feeling and how much better they're doing. It's just so rewarding. So that's why I got glued to doing all natural products in this industry that we're in, network marketing. So I just wanted to expand upon what Judy said and let her know, get ready to have a multitude of people loving you, because something so reasonably priced did something really wonderful in regards to their health or someone and their friends and family. I'm going to check the time for you, Rhonda. We got 10 more minutes. So get used to feeling really good about what you do, because people need what we have. And Judy, like myself, I think we're on Facebook all day, just liking each other's stuff as soon as we put it up. But people, you know, just keep posting, because you wear people down. Pretty soon, they're going to say Judy, and they're going to say coffee. They're going to say Keisha, and they're going to say coffee, because people are paying attention. And sometimes people don't feel comfortable quite coming to you, but then eventually something happens, and they have to. Like, I had a young lady inbox me about the coffee, and she asked me what to help her with her diabetes. Her glucose levels have been to the roof. It's just so rewarding. So when I send her samples and she calls me to tell me what it does for her glucose level, I don't think we're going to have a hard conversation in regards to the business. So even when people perhaps don't see what we see right up front, when they get the benefit of what our product has to offer, it shifts their mindset as well, because they too will share with people with something that they drank did for them, whether they want to or not. If she loses 50 pounds, it's done. She's a spokesperson for Valentis. So whether she wants to make money off of that or not is up to her, but it's only going to make sense for her to go ahead and do it, because everybody's going to want to do what she did in order to lose that 50 pounds. So that's it from me, Rhonda. Is Judy back on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, Keisha.
Okay. Okay. Hi. I don't know. Did you get to hear me? I was kind of expounding on what you were saying about,
yeah,
you know, the young lady that said she wanted to lose the 50 pounds. I don't know if you were finished talking. I know that Rhonda's in the middle of her revival. I don't know if you had anything else that you wanted to say, or if Alonzo or Rhonda want to come back on, or if anybody on the line has any questions that they want to ask us. We're here to answer your questions for you, partner or not.
We got a couple of people that's on the line, so it's,
okay,
it's open to anybody that actually, like Keisha said, that want to say it. If, I do want either Keisha or Alonzo to let everyone know about the event. We got one this weekend, and then we have one in August that, if you see the flyer, the Revive one, that Keisha is actually on our flyer. She has her
thank you,
her bright smile on there, and we're just so happy that she is coming to us. Can you imagine? We're going to actually see Keisha for the first time, and if you want to be as excited as I am, I will offer for y'all to come here. We have blocked the room. They have paid for the hotel. Everything is spending, and the best part about it, if you come here, we can all afterwards, we can go to the harbor, which is like 5 minutes. It's the harbor. If you look it up, look up National Harbor, and you will see how beautiful it is down there. And I am trying to work out something with, and I'm not going to say which restaurant yet, so we can get a super group price, so we can just sit down, talk, and you know, just do some strategy planning, because we don't want this to be the first and last conference that we actually do. So all that's in the works. I had first got the hotel that could hold, well, the conference room that could hold 100. But Ted said, no, I see bigger. And I said, amen. So he got one that holds even more. So I encourage everyone to come out. So, Keisha, you can tell us about the event, the one that's this weekend. Well, you know what? Tell us about the one this weekend, and then I'm going to get Alonzo back on, because he's actually going there to represent us.
Okay. You know what? I don't have enough. Give me one second.
Well, I think Alonzo's on the line.
Yeah, I have it here in front of me. I'm sorry, I had the wrong word.
Okay.
Valensis is kicking off its regional tour. The very, very first event in this tour is taking place this Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be hosted by the CEO. I don't want to mess it up. Mr. Dave Jordan, Alonzo, is that correct? Along with our Blue Diamond. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Along with our Blue Diamond, Mr. Ted Wilson, it starts at 9 o'clock. Wait a minute, give me a second. 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and it's being hosted at the Marriott Atlanta Airport, and the address is 4711 Best Road. It's also going to be a host of some additional leadership from Valensis, and then our very own Mr. Alonzo Moore, my sponsor, will also be there to meet and greet our guests from up this end of town, along with his own guests in Atlanta, and to fellowship with the leadership from Valensis. So, Alonzo, with that, I'm going to turn it back over to you so you can talk about the DMV event and anything I may have missed about Saturday.
Thank you so much, Keisha. Appreciate you. DMV, that event's going to be August 13th at the Harborside Hotel. None other than myself and Pastor Bello, his wife, Pastor Ronald Bello, Ted Wilson, our Blue Diamond, also, matter of fact, I spoke with Ted and Dave Jordan, the owner. He was excited. He's bringing his wife. So I knew he's excited when he said, my wife is coming. So we're going to be there on August 13th. You want to be there. 9 o'clock, doors open, so you don't want to miss it. A lot of people are flying in from around the world. Okay, around the world, they're flying in, so you don't want to miss that event. If you know somebody and you can't get here, but you want to get here. Okay, if you know somebody close by, within miles, they can drive 100 miles, 200 miles, 300 miles, get them here, because you don't want to miss this event. We're going to have some great giveaways, and it's going to be phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be the launching pad for the DMV, really, all up and down the East Coast. It is going to be magnificent. You don't want to miss it. So, I mean, get your hotels blocked right now. Pastor Ron's going to have that information. You don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss it. I turn it back over to you.
Well, we have a block of rooms. I don't have the room code yet. Alonzo? Hello, Alonzo? Alonzo? Hello? Anybody online? Hello?
I'm here, Rhonda. Yeah, I can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, I don't have the block of room names yet, but the actual codes, but I will have it by the end of next week. We're going to close out for tonight. I wish and bless everyone a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing Tuesday, and then I can totally be relaxed. This revival, this is our second year anniversary, first time doing a whole week revival. God has strengthened us. I know I can truly say he has strengthened me. I haven't been getting home until after midnight, and then I still have to get up at about 5 o'clock to go to work. I am looking forward to next week. Father God, thank you. Thank you today for this opportunity. We ask you to bless each and every one of us. Lord God, look upon us and our families. You know our heart. Answer our prayers and our petitions. In your name, we give you all the honor, all the glory, all the admiration. Amen, amen, amen. Good night, everyone. See y'all Tuesday. If anybody have any questions, please feel free to email me or IM me, and I will respond. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.